Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. A subject to you today over the next 60 minutes that, well, in a sense, we've beaten to death. Food. Everybody's got an opinion about food. Even people who know nothing about food have opinions. It's so vital, of course, that you can't afford not to have some conception of what you put in your body. And that's not really where the confusion is. The confusion along the lines of, what food do I eat? Which diet do I choose? Which food philosophy do I ascribe to? I really think is not the point. The point is, and this is where science can play and make a wonderful contribution, not the art and opinion or social taste or social commentary, but the science can come in here under the dome of the word enteric nervous system. The enteric nervous system. I want to give you today, over the next 60 minutes, a functional understanding of how we can translate the science of what's going on in the gut to your food choices. There is a brain down in the gut, the small intestine. The small intestine that absorbs, assimilates, or doesn't absorb and assimilate the foods that you choose to eat. And there's an entire chemistry between that intestinal tract and your brain and that intestinal tract that really the highest level of health demands that you refine. The brain-gut connection is an evolution. It's just not there and we identify it. The brain-gut connection, how you evolve you through food, is really what health is about. Well, we got to start with digestion. And when we can recall all the little fun facts, like 80% of the immune system lives in the digestive tract. Our digestive system is our first line of defense. If you can't digest it and you can't assimilate it, all the building blocks are going to fall down or they're not going to get put together at all. So when we're talking health and you're looking at your repertoire, your portfolio of symptomologies, the ones you've always had and the new ones, the first place you inevitably have to go is digestion. And the first place you go after you go to digestion is into that confusing, crazy world of how do I eat with all these conflicting opinions. Now, we can solve this. You can solve this for yourself even today if you absorb deeply what the enteric nervous system fundamentally is all about. And functionally, meaning how you should leave this show today over 60 minutes and start to function differently, is about understanding that you're evolving your second brain as it relates to the signals that the foods you ingest give you and how those signals will change as you eat different types of foods. You want to go to the gut, your intuitive sense of food, and evolve that process. But this is a biochemical process, and that's the slant on the show. I want you to understand the neurology, or I should say the neuroanatomy, and the chemistry, all the different chemical changes that occur in a gut that's functional versus a gut that's not. When you see people as a doctor with irritable bowel syndrome, with Crohn's disease, with ulcerative colitis, with gastritis, with parasitic infections that can't heal, And when you listen to the stories of these peoples over 10, 20, 30 years, looking for solutions, looking for the right diet, looking for the right drug, looking for the right whatever, the right anti-parasitic drug to fix their leaky gut syndrome, their Crohn's disease, their ulcerative colitis, invariably, I have rarely seen anything to the contrary. 99% of the time, you're talking about someone that has no relationship with their gut. Meaning the give and take of the nervous system from the brain to the gut and from the gut to the brain is something they're not listening to. They have no relationship with. And you see this mistake then in their ability to choose their foods. So your brain is sharp. Your brain is evolved. Your brain is trained to the rigors, and demands of evolving relationship with food, and you're healthy or you've checked out of the process. Now let's turn this into chemistry. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. As always, we try to teach through pictures. That's straighttalk.cc, not .com, .cc. If you're driving, when you get home, get to the website. If you're listening, I certainly hope you're on the website. You've got to get to the pictures. All right, the enteric nervous system. I put a beautiful article on today. The top of those pictures you're looking at. Click to view the full article on the neural crest and development of the enteric nervous system. I put the first page of that article on page number, did we get our pages numbered today? 4-8, picture number 10. Go to picture number 10. That's the first page of the article up top. And that says the neural crest, and development of the enteric nervous system. Again, press Control Plus again if you want to make that picture bigger. Okay? Now look at that second paragraph, the enteric nervous system. The enteric nervous system contains more neurons, that's nerve cells, than the spinal cord. That is phenomenal in its significance. The enteric nervous system, meaning the nerve cells down in the digestive system, in the digestive tube, contain more neurons, more nerve cells, than your spinal cord. That is absolutely unbelievable. What are those neurons doing there? And the reason I put this article on is because when you study embryology, meaning sperm meets egg, you've got 2 cells, 4 cells, 8 cells, 16 cells, blastula, gastrula, the evolution of the embryo. But in its very early stages, you separate the little embryo into 3 layers, mesoderm, endoderm, and ectoderm. Ectoderm, the layer of germ cells that ultimately becomes brain and spinal cord, is ectoderm. That ectoderm grows into your gut. Outside of your brain, you have more ectoderm, more embryological evolution of brain into the gut than you do the spinal cord. I mean, the significance of that is massive. It is absolutely massive. And you see so many failures to thrive because that brain and that nervous system planted down in the gut are not communicating. Now, we put this under the guise of what we call the enteric nervous system. And that enteric nervous system is mediated, of course, through the vagus nerve. And I've talked about the vagus nerve many, many times. That vagus nerve, of course, is there to take the condition in the gut, what's going on in the gut, all the volcanic forces of nature, the churning, storming, exploding, myriad of chemical events in the gut. That vagus nerve is there to sense it and send a message up to your brain so that your brain can process that message and then send a message down into your gut again to tell the gut what to do. Now, that to and fro is really one of the arms or limbs of what we call the enteric nervous system. And if that's not done properly, then the brain flips out. So that whatever's going on in the nervous system, down in the gut, goes up to the nervous system, goes up to the brain via the vagus nerve, and instead of the brain processing it correctly and calming down behind it, it sends excitatory messages down into the gut. Instead of, it's all okay. So you go out and you have your Taco Bell experience. You eat some form of American junk. And your nerve sensors down in the gut pick up these signals. These inflammatory signals, since you're trying to digest, well, what's effectively not even food. And the brain, instead of calming down to that, decides to flip out. And instead of sending calming signals down, it sends excitatory signals. Those excitatory signals stimulate the immune system. And once that nervous system is stimulated, once that immune system is stimulated, this myriad of chaos ensues. Now, we're going to explain all that biochemically. But when we talk about the enteric nervous system and how your gut has a brain, it's basically the second brain because of all this neurological wiring. This fundamentally is what we're talking about. Now, we're going to get to the chemistry, but skipping all the chemistry, let's get to the results. The result, irritable bowel syndrome. The result, I don't know what to eat. The result, everything I eat bloats me and I don't know how to dig my way out of this. The result, colostomies. The result, Crohn's disease. The result, ulcerative colitis. The result, leaky gut syndrome. The result, consistently, a defect in the intestine to the brain and the brain to the intestine. Forgetting that, which is what we do, we forget it. We forget that our commitment to our health is to evolve relationship with food, to use food as a stimulus to create pleasure in the brain. And so the brain can send pleasure down into the gut. And we have an evolving, refined reciprocity between brain and gut that gives us health instead of inflammation. And this is what we're missing. We're not doing this. We're not doing this well, or we wouldn't have the types of illnesses we have. When people come in and they're sick and they have problems and they want to bypass this process and just take the herb, you know what the herb is? The herb is another irritant to the body. The herb is not a curative to the body. The herb is barely therapeutic to the body, and that includes digestive enzymes. Try a pill or two of hydrochloric acid sometime when your enteric nervous system isn't in order and see what you get. They'll just go in and create more inflammation. And people spin this way because everybody's looking to fix the symptom instead of going to the gut. Just getting that, understanding that, is your way out of jail. Take a look at some pictures.